Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Instead of waiting for seed packets to arrive next spring, we can collect our own seeds right now. And with us online for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what kind of seeds are we talking about here? What's kind of like seems to be ripe, or the seed pods seem to be bursting or getting mature here?
Yes, there's some that are already ripe, and we've actually some that are past ripe. There's some primroses that have already ripened and shed their seeds, others that are in process of doing that. So collection time essentially is now, and then for other varieties of flower seeds and even vegetable seeds, some of that will go, I mean, I can collect some as late as October, November, like wild iris, because the pods hold the seeds very well, and they don't shed out that quickly.
And so somebody who has never done this sort of thing before, how would you recommend they go about doing it?
So looking at your plants and looking at, if you know what they are, that's kind of good so that you can label them for the future. So columbine seeds, for example, that's a good one that they usually bloom back in June and into early July. And then those seed pods, I mean, and that kind of goes for most of these, the stems will gradually turn brown as the seed pods ripen. And there's various different ways that there's usually some kind of openings, maybe in the tops of the pods, like for the iris, or with the columbines, there's usually four or five funny-looking little tubes, kind of. And when they turn brown and open, you can actually see the little shiny black seeds on them, where the wild iris are brown seeds. So you watch the seed pods as they are growing and ripening, and then choose the right time to pick them. Sometimes even you can pick them a little bit on the green side and even put them into water in vases like you would with cut flowers, to have a little more control over timing, you know, so you can bring them indoors or put them into your garage, something like that, so they can finish ripening, and then you can collect the seeds when you want to. But watching these things, so there's a lot of other stuff that's getting ripe, delphiniums and monkshood. It looks like it's going to be a great crop of seeds for those, and it's an easy way to grow a whole bunch more plants. Easy for me, maybe. Maybe not for you. But still, it's not that difficult. And some of these, you can literally collect the seeds, get a tray, or if you've got a spare garden bed that you use, take those seeds, immediately sprinkle them on the soil. Usually you don't have to cover them because Mother Nature doesn't. And just leave them there. Mark them what they are so you know what's going to be coming up probably next year. Most of these won't sprout this year. And you can have a whole lot of more columbines, more wild iris, more lupins or primroses.
But those are only for some flowers. I mean, aren't there some seeds that, for vegetables, for example, that you would collect now and you would store them someplace for
yes.
over the winter?
So, yeah, and that vegetables can be more of a challenge just because many of them are biennials. In other words, you know, they grow 1 year and then it isn't assuming that they can survive the winter, that then they go to flower the following year. But kale is probably one of the easiest ones around here to grow more of. So kale I plant usually late summer, and small plants will overwinter, and then the next spring and summer they go to flower, and they have long elongated seed pods. So I have a lot of that, which is ripe now. There actually some of them are in my hoop house. The seed pods are turning brown, and if I don't collect them very soon, then those seed pods again will open and drop their seeds, so I won't ever have to plant kale again in those locations, because as I turn over the soil, some of the buried seeds will re-sprout. So I will cut off the stems, put them, I mean, there have been some years where I've had so many, literally fill garbage can full of the stems with pods on them, and I still have quarts of kale seeds that I use. I'm even using as a cover crop these days. Spinach is another one. You know how spinach goes to bolt very quickly as our days get longer. That's something I take advantage of, and I leave a few plants to ripen. And again, they turn brown, and the seeds on the female plants, because they're separate plants, turn brown. They're these little weird-looking seeds. They're actually kind of challenging to remove from the stems, but I've got those drying now from those ripe ones.
Okay, and before we go, any gardening events coming up this weekend?
On Saturday, well, there it's kind of like a harvest event. It is the food festival downtown at the Jack, 9 till 1 o'clock, and there will be folks there selling produce, fresh produce, as well as garlic. There will be jams and jellies and other stuff, and there will be various workshops on both harvesting and food preparation and food storage, jarring, canning, and that sort of thing.
Okay, and what time is that going to be?
9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
Okay, great. Ed, thanks a lot.
We'll see you there, Matt.
Okay. From the land. Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.